kind of eerie out. Actually, this is a song was written, or a story that was written by Red Solvine, all about a phantom truck driver. It's called Big Joe and Phantom 309. I was back on the East Coast a few years back, trying to make a buck. Things got bad and I got down on my luck. I got tired of just roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back out west, back to my old hometown. Well, I made a lot of miles in the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in about a week if my luck held out this way. The third night out, I got stranded way out of town at a cold and lonely crossroads. The rain was pouring down and I was hungry, freezing, done caught a chill. But then the lights of a big old semi topped the hill. Lord, I was glad when I heard those air brakes come on. Climbed up into that cab where I knew it'd be warm. Well, at the wheel sat a big man, he must have weighed 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, Big Joe's the name. I told him mine and he said the name of this here rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name and he said, Why, son, this old truck has put them all to shame. There ain't a driver on this or any other line that's seen nothing but the taillights of old Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked for the better part of that night. Then a great big truck stop came into sight and he turned to me and said, Well, I'm sorry, son, but this here is as far as you go because I gotta make a turn here just up the road. Tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, Here, get yourself a hot cup of coffee on Big Joe. Well, when Joe and his rig pulled off into the night and nothing flat, they were clean out of sight. Well, I walked in, sat down and ordered up a cup, told the waiter that Big Joe was setting me up. You could have heard a pin drop, it got so deathly quiet. The waiter's face turned kind of pale and white. What's the matter, did I say something wrong? I said with kind of a halfway grin. And he said, No, this'll happen every now and then. You see, every driver in here knows Big Joe, but son, let me tell you what happened just 10 years ago. That crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a whole busload of kids coming from town. They were right in the middle when Joe topped the hill. Could all been slaughtered, but Joe turned his wheels. Well, he lost control and went into a skid, gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And that cold and lonely crossroads was the end of the line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. Every now and then some hiker will be coming by and like you, Joe, will stop and give him a ride. Here, you must be cold, have another cup of this coffee. You can forget about that dime. Just keep it as a souvenir, Big Joe and Phantom 309.